And once again, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Have you ever seen a winter like this where we have no snow and ice in January?
I'm loving it. I'm sorry. I'm just loving it.
I think a lot of people are.
I mean, you know, obviously I now can walk to work because I'm so close. And I wondered how I was going to do, you know, if I'd have to, like, become the abominable snowman and wrap myself all up. But this is just perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people are missing the snow, and I'm sure we're going to get some eventually, but yeah. What a boon after last year.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, actually.
I know.
For saying it's January and we haven't had any snow yet, that's crazy.
Well, we've had kind of some, but just a little, you know, trickle here and there.
Right.
So,
hey, I walked to work too this morning.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
That's because I had a flat tire in my car in my garage.
Oh, wow. Well, that is not good.
Nope. For a newer car, it must have ran over something over the weekend. So, but it's getting fixed.
That's good.
All right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy?
Well, since it is the 2nd of January, we are starting our Winter Reads program for adults. We run a summer reading program for kids, and we run a winter reading program for adults. And so adults come in, they read books, they earn prizes. It's just kind of something fun to beat the winter doldrums if we really had bad weather, which we are not yet, but it's still a fun thing to do. And the program runs from January 2nd, or I always say January 1st, through the 31st of March. And so you just read books, and as you're reading them, you get to pick from a variety of prizes. Also tonight, we have our preschool story time at 5:30 p.m., and we are making ice cream. Can you believe it? Little
wow.
People are making ice cream in our new library.
Homemade ice cream?
Homemade ice cream.
Wow.
It's going to be super fun. Georgia's got everything all planned out, so you're going to want to come on down at 5:30 and join us for making some ice cream and learning all sorts of things. She's got fun games and songs and different things that she does with the kids. And that will be at 5:30. Also at 6:30 this evening, we have our first Friends meeting of the year. The Friends are a support system for the public library, and so we're going to be planning out some different things and ideas for the year, and we're looking for input. So hopefully you can stop on by and join us at 6:30 for our Friends meeting. Otherwise, every Wednesday, we have something fun after school for the kids. We've got a Captain Underpants program next week, pulled string art, bingo, slime time, as well as our Lego club. So just something every single Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Also, next week, we have a glass-lighted snowman adult program, and that we are going to be making, and that opened up today. Limited. I could only get so many materials to make these things because we are teaching them in-house ourselves. We will be closed on the 15th of January for Martin Luther King holiday. And then we've got Thursdays with Julia starting next Thursday. That will be the 2nd and the 4th Thursday. In fact, I've already got some people signed up to meet with her. She helps with all sorts of tech things like email, Facebook, you know, how to do this and that. She's got a regular following of people so it's best to call ahead and make some reservations if you want to meet with her. So,
okay.
Yeah, lots of things going on.
Good.
At the Appleton Public Library. Plus, I revamped our library newsletter, and you'll have to either check us out online, or I have some physical copies here at the library, too, with past happenings, future happenings, all sorts of activities and things in it as well.
Yeah, the newsletter looked like it had a new look to it, too, huh?
Yeah, it's a four-pager. I'm featuring different people and things and stuff that's going on here at the library, a coming soon, a calendar. So, yeah, new library, time for a new look for our newsletter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so should we move into what people are reading?
Yes, it's that slow time, the holiday time. There's not a lot of new things out, but something new out is North Woods by Daniel Mason. A Cabin in the Woods in New England houses a collection of characters across centuries, and that is new in hardcover fiction. New in nonfiction is Oath and Honor by Liz Cheney. The former congresswoman from Wyoming recounts how she helped lead the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. And so that's been out a couple weeks, but it is still new in nonfiction. So yeah, if you've got an author that you're super interested in, they should be done taking their breaks, and hopefully we'll get some new releases coming soon. But we have so many materials here and so many readers here that you will want to stop on down and let us help you find your next read. In fact, we've got a new feature in our new area of new materials. I guess new is the word, and it's called New Year, New You. So there's all sorts of recommended reads on that shelf. Just give you some ideas of it might be on fitness. It might be on a way of thinking. It might be a how-to book, how to make this or that. So lots of new things on our New Year, New You feature this month.
All right.
We have a puzzle table, Paul. I forgot to mention that.
A what?
A puzzle table. Do you like puzzles?
Yes. I just bought one.
Oh, wow. Well, I just put a 300-piece puzzle out for people to work on, and we'll see how it goes. I'm going to build ourselves up to 1,000-piece over this winter. So you'll want to stop on by and check it out.
Well, my wife wasn't too happy with me because I bought a 1,000-piece puzzle, and over the holiday we're going to put it together with the whole family and stuff. It was very difficult. It was a puzzle of all the different candy bars you can think of.
Oh, for cool.
Yep, and it was very difficult. My granddaughter got off to a great start you always get to the outside first, right?
Yep, that's true.
And she did really good at that, but man, that was a difficult puzzle. We haven't got it together yet, so.
Well, you'll have to post a picture once you're done, Paul.
Yeah, might take a while. My wife goes, why don't you just buy a 250-piece puzzle or something first? So, yeah, puzzles are fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've got one here at the library, so stop on down and help us put it together.
All right, and where's that library located at, Cindy?
We are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue, so how exciting is that? Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, or stop on down and visit us at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and you have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.